This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
It's not just for reverts. It's not just for people who are new to Islam. It's even for people who are born Muslims, who are struggling with hijab. I want to tell you what I found very, very interesting. You see, you get people saying, listen, it's haram. Listen, what you're doing is totally forbidden. We know the ruling. We want to get there. If you start off moving in a direction where you're improving in your dress code, inshallah, you're doing the right thing. And the way I answer this question, perhaps very few others would. So it's interesting to know. I have a habit of putting myself in the shoes of the person asking or the people and then give them something realistic. Let me give you an example. We had a sister who accepted Islam and she used to wear miniskirts. And literally, she said, what did we say to her? We said, my sister, do you know what? If you find it, inshallah, easier to put on a jeans and a top, it's better. Is it not better? Yeah. The little boy is saying, it is, mashallah. It is better. Put on a, you know. So how could you condone a jeans and a top? My brother, if you knew where she came from and where she is today, you would say alhamdulillah. Do you agree? So people don't know your journey. It's your own journey. You know the movement you've made. Wallahi, it's sufficient between you and Allah. And you also know what's ideal. You know that one day I'm going to get there. I know people who've been in full hijab and abandoned it due to whatever reason. It's probably shaitan, maybe the curse, because they were laughing at others who were struggling in the path. So don't worry about what others say. You have to move your own pace. Then from that, you can wear slightly looser clothing. You can have a bottoms that's maybe a little bit not tight-fitting. That's another stage. And you can get to another stage. And slowly but surely, the stages that you move upon, you know them, Allah knows them, and maybe a few people around you might be able to acknowledge, we know where you've got. When I see someone, wallahi, I will never judge them because I don't know where they were. All I know is today they're in a better place. That's all I know. And for me, that's good enough. I mean, we've got family members, children, we've got people around us. Everyone has their own struggles. I have my own struggles, but I know where I am today. And I know that between me and Allah, I keep telling Him, Ya Allah, I want to do better. I want to do better. And I'm going to do better. And I try to do better. And I do better. And then I thank Allah. But nobody's going to be upon the ideal. I know of sisters in niqab, meaning they actually cover their entire face and they wear a veil that shows only their eyes. And then you get a guy coming and say, Astaghfirullah, you're supposed to cover those eyes. Where do you stop? I'm not doing it for you, brother. You're supposed to damn lower those eyes. What are you looking at my eyes for? There's nothing you can see besides my eyes and you've got a problem with even that. So hang on. It's you, your movement, your pace. For as long as you know what's right and wrong, inshallah, keep going. And by the will of Allah, He will grant you that opening. But I want to say, keep asking Allah to facilitate for you that which is pleasing to Him. Oh Allah, make it easy for me to do that which is pleasing to you. Oh Allah, make it facilitate for me halal. Oh Allah, make it difficult for me to do that which is displeasing to you. These are du'as. You keep making them. You ask Allah genuinely. He will open a door and He will grant you goodness. Shukran for that question. Lovely and amazing.